The tactics that nations use to fight terrorism have been controversial, especially in the aftermath of the attacks of September 11th. Many people insist that harsh measures are required to battle terrorists who abide by no rules of combat. But many others are equally adamant that any counterterrorism measures be consistent with international human rights law. That argument got a boost today from a report by the International Commission of Jurists. One of the authors of the study is the former UN High Commissioner for Refugees. Mary Robinson says she and her colleagues came across some disturbing evidence during their three-year investigation.
We heard the concern that because of the way in which the United States had dipped the standards of protection of human rights and international humanitarian law since the terrible attacks of 9/11, that countries were justifying what they were doing. They were justifying extending laws on security. We were getting evidence of practices of torture, etc.
You're saying that they at least cited the United States for setting the standard?
Yes, in a way, that somehow the laws have changed or the situation has changed. And when we would counter that, they would say, well, you know, look at the United States, look what's happening there. So part of the concern of our report was the impact, not just in the United States, because it's also the case in the United Kingdom and elsewhere, where countries that had been champions of upholding rule of law had compromised those standards in the name of countering terrorism. And I think the timing of our report is very good because we have seen that the election of President Obama has meant an acknowledgement of the damage that has been done.
Okay, I want to go into President Obama in just a minute, but first, tell me a little bit more about what you found in some of the testimony that you heard.
My colleague Hina Jilani, in particular from Pakistan, has been very concerned about the use of intelligence for very serious steps being taken. You remember that the Chief Justice was held under house arrest, lawyers were arrested, etc. There were numerous reports of disappearances, the transfer of detainees to other countries, notably the United States, outside the legal process. You know, politically, the damage that has been done is very severe. The United States is well aware of a damaged reputation, which will take quite some time to restore.
On the other hand, let's look at the damage. You talk about the damage to reputation. Let's look at the damage done to a country, any region, through terrorism. For instance, members of the Bush administration have said, in essence, that the speed with which these laws are passed, the strength of these laws, which may seem extreme, they would say, are in proportion to the threat that is presented by this new kind of enemy, that a new kind of law is needed for a new kind of enemy. Now, you say that's been used as justification for abuse in the past in Argentina and other countries. But if there is indeed agreement on the fact that there's a new kind of enemy out there in the form of a terrorist, a non-state entity, shouldn't there be some kind of new approach, new tool to face that enemy?
You can take emergency measures, but they must be with the safeguards that are also recognized. They must be exceptional, there must be oversight, and preferably time-bound, not becoming part of the permanent law. And the importance is because at the end of the day, we must gain the minds and hearts of the majority of the people of the world. They must trust the system. At the moment, that trust has broken down to a certain extent, and there is a great cynicism and a great talk about double standards. And these are dangers to an effective, trusted system for countering terrorism.
I think a lot of countries, and you've suggested this as well, are looking to the Obama administration to come in and dissolve some of that cynicism. But in reality, and you probably have seen this yourself, Mrs. Robinson, the Solicitor General nominee has said we are indeed at war, and it is okay, for instance, to hold enemy combatants. This is not the kind of thing that I think many human rights advocates have wanted to see. It is not as strong as what many people have expected. Do you think expectations are too high for what the administration is facing right now?
I think your question points to one of the very serious areas that's discussed at length in our report, the way in which the Bush administration muddled two quite different concepts, the war paradigm and the war on terrorism. I would welcome the fact that there has been such a strong commitment by President Obama himself to restore America's role, which America has been proud of in the past, of leadership. It will take some time, but I hope that there will be a follow-up to the report, particularly countries that espouse very strongly democracy, human rights, and rule of law.
Mary Robinson, nice to speak with you.
Great, thank you.
Mary Robinson heads up the Independent International Commission of Jurists. You can read parts of the commission's report on counterterrorism and human rights at theworld.org.